Hey ladies, glad to be back. Super excited to get into this Q&A part. So I'm going to do like a quick review. And then for those of you who are willing to give me your information for your homework assignment or homework, your break assignment, whatever you are, well, you are at home, so homework assignment, I would love to hear it. I want to do a quick review. But I want to, if this is your first time coming or doing anything with me in this Q&A, let me be really clear. This is your hour. This whole 3 to 4 or 2 to 3 piece, this is your hour. So if you are using it for your laser coaching, if you aren't using it to vibe with me and let's talk about what you have and get some plans in place, then we leave early. And then you just didn't get it, right? So don't do like most people do, which is just simply fall back. And they're like, oh, I'm going to listen to other people's questions. That's good, but the problem is most people, especially newer people, do that. And then I have a couple of legacy people online who they don't ask questions because we have our own calls. So they're just, they're here, but they tend to not ask questions because they're the best of us. So this is your opportunity. You don't ask it, we move on. This is your hour, okay? So I just want to kind of do a quick, if you're noticing each segment, I kind of do a review, a quick review, not into too much detail, but just in case you miss something, okay? So you want to ensure, first part we talked about just ensuring that your business is set up correctly, that you have the legalities correctly. Again, none of this other piece matter. Why make more money if it could just fall apart, if you could be sued and it falls apart, if the IRS come after you because something's not correct? Like, make sure that that's done, and I wish somebody had put some emphasis on that. The second part, we really started talking about the pieces of your coaching empire. We kind of interrupted it and moved into the third part, and I kind of went back to the second, which was all about the book, and I thought that was really important because most people don't know how to turn a book into a powerful empire platform by itself as a part of your empire. Then we came back, so we covered the foundation. So for most of us, it's going to be the coaching consulting piece on the one-on-one. Then the next part, moving up the empire from the bottom, the longer piece, that thicker piece, the foundational piece. The next part will be your live group type programs that you did then resale. And you basically turn it into an evergreen forever kind of product, right? So you want to make sure you don't date your products. And so I didn't even mention that before, but you want to make sure when you're recording, like if you're doing a one-day workshop, if you are doing a six-week, you want to make sure you don't date them. So I would be like, tomorrow's Christmas. So I use that as an example because we know tomorrow's not Christmas, next week either. So you don't want to date your products, right? And if you do, just go in and edit your audio or edit your video and pull it out, but try not to date your products. Then, of course, the next level I would say that needs to be there will be your books. The next level is putting yourself with brands, which, again, may not necessarily be today money, but it's higher perceived value, which means your other stuff can be more, which it's like aligning yourself with other people, okay? The next level I would say would be your product level, the level when you are bringing in other types of products. Tierra, I see you pop back in. You've been gone for hours. But it's when you're bringing in other products and that really has nothing to do with your original, but it's a branch off of the cornerstone, who's you. And then, of course, the apparel line, the T-shirt line. So the ones that I definitely think are the necessaries. You don't have to have all of these pieces of the empire, but I do think that over the course of a few years, you should have them all. But the ones I think you should work on having, like, right off before this year's over is, of course, the foundational piece, the coaching and the consulting. Even if you've only been coaching and consulting for a month, I think it's never too early to bring in the course piece. I think that sometimes it's a little overwhelming for people to jump into a six-week or eight-week course if they are a newer coach. So I definitely think the one day would be the way to go, a half a day, or 4 hours. It's totally up to you how you want to do it. But I definitely think you need that foundational piece, whatever it is. You need that group piece so that you could evergreen it. So the evergreen piece is the next piece. And I think the book is a huge part because remember, your book will act like an ad. It will promote everything else. Something that I actually didn't realize is that by default, if your book is getting a huge amount of sales and your book is on KDP, which is Kindle Direct Publishing, as well as a print book on Amazon, it's highly likely that your book will end up in Amazon's newsletter. So a huge influx in my sale came because this one particular week, Amazon decided to do a newsletter, and I was one of their top 20 suggested books. Go damn figure. Somebody else had to tell me because I don't read all my emails if I think you're trying to sell me something. I'm like, all right, not buying anything from you today. So that can definitely happen if you are on KDP, Kindle Direct Publishing, which basically you're saying that that'll be the only online platform you'll sell your ebook from, which is easy because, I mean, I'm sure there's somewhere else you could put it, but where? I mean, somewhere. I don't know where, but somewhere I know there is. So I definitely think those are the four parts I definitely think are a must. And I think you should definitely get that apparel piece in there. I feel like it's optional, but I feel like it's an easy way to bring in additional money under your empire quickly. And you can get that done. So part of your our break, our quote-unquote break homework, was for you to come up with what your next three group experiences or group offerings would be and which one you're going to release within the next 30 days. And for my legacy people, I wanted to know what you were going to release within the next 7 days. And then what book you were going to write. And, again, I'm kind of assuming that if you message me, like, I want the training for the apparel, I'm sure you're going to wait for the training to come out. You don't have to. If you could go on there and do it yourself. But if I'm open, and I would love to know as a part of this this Q&A segment or section, what your plan is. So, all right, it's time. That was my review. It is time for me to unmute the line. So if you have a question, if you have a comment, and listen to the recording, any of my legacy people that didn't come back for this Q&A part, I am so going to inbox you and be like, yeah, I need to know what's happening in the next 7 days. They think they are slick, boy. How did they not come back for this part? Okay. So press star 2. When you press star 2, it's going to raise your hand, and I can unmute your line. You can go and ask your questions that you need laser coaching on. You can answer my question on what you're going to release within the next 30 days. Let's get your plan together. Did that sound dorky? Wait, let's get your plan together. Let's together get your plan together. Clearly, we're doing a lot of together, but let's do it together. And let's not forget, this is really important, this is your hour. So if you don't use it, you don't use it. I tend to not die because you don't use it. But if it were me, I always think, and I see your hand, I'll get you in 1 second. I tend to think, it's funny because I have a girl that's in my mastermind, and sometimes my mastermind didn't have questions, and it's hilarious because she'll come to the Q&A call, and then I'm like, no questions today, guys, no questions, we're not doing anything, all right, peace, bye, and she'll put her hand up real quick, and then when she asks her question, it'll be like the most random question, and I'll start laughing. I'm like, so you decided to ask questions because you just felt some questions need to be answered? She's like, hell yeah, I pay for this. I was like, oh, you're not going to leave in the first 10 minutes. I find it funny. But I know why she do it, and it tickles me. And usually the question she asks is actually for somebody else on the line. Like, she'll know because it's a mastermind. We'll know what's happening in their business, and they're not asking the right questions. So she's like, let me just jump in and ask this question real quick because clearly you don't know to ask the question. So I always find it funny. It's always somebody that's like, yeah, we're getting in. Shayla, you came back. All right, let's see. Emma, you're unmuted.
Thanks. Hey, Stephanie, I'm loving the content. Thank you so much for this. And you're welcome. Appreciated the homework assignment of the digital programs. I've got 6 ideas, and I realize I've actually already got 2 of them built out. So those will be easy to roll out in the next couple of months. I have 3 questions. I'll start with the first one, and then let me know if I should get back in the queue for the other couple. So
Wait a minute. Wait, I want to know what the product is you're going to do in the next 30 days. What is that? What is it going to be?
Oh, sure. So it's a 30-day program called The Art of Money that focuses on money mindset strategies to grow your business. It's an online platform with a recorded webinar, a private Facebook group, one group coaching call, and a 20-minute private coaching session with me.
Oh, I love that. Is that the one that's already created?
Yes.
Oh, that is easy enough. So you literally have no work to do except to promote it.
Yeah, and I'm running it 3 times this year.
Perfect. So does that mean that you will actually open the doors? Like, you don't even have to create it. So when are you going to open your doors?
It's going to run next on May 1st, so for the month of May.
That is so
exciting. I'm opening the doors on April 9th. Yeah, and I'm opening it through Facebook, through my email list, and through 2 speaking engagements.
Perfect, perfect. So exciting. Yay. And I really hope, I know you said you did 6 instead of 3. Like, go ahead, schedule those out and have that so you'll just know what you need to do. It's just going to make life so much easier. So much easier.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love that framework.
Okay, so what's your question?
Okay, so what I would love for you to speak into, if you're willing, is I like the leverage idea. I like the passive income. That all totally works for me. And what I'm really interested in doing this year is working with my next level client. So I want to be building out my private mentoring package. I want to be offering a platinum mentoring package. And I need some assistance with putting it together because I'm not exactly sure, working with women who are already at multi-6 figures, how to best package for them and their needs. And I don't want to do it as a mastermind. I've already got a mastermind going for women who are at 6 figures wanting to get to multi-6 figures. What I want to do is that deeply partnered, intimate, one-on-one private mentoring with women already at 6 figures ready to get to that next level.
So are you looking at like a one day, like a VIP intensive? Are you looking at high level private 1 year, 6 months? What are we talking about?
Either 6 or 12 months.
Okay, perfect. So for those who don't know, I'm going to assume you do something with money mindset since that's what your digital is. But for other people who are on the line, what is it that you do?
Yeah, so I'm a business coach and I work in 3 different areas with conscious entrepreneurs. So more spiritually oriented entrepreneurs, holistic practitioners, coaches, naturopaths, chiropractors, that kind of thing. And I focus on that money mindset. That's critical. I also focused on how you are uniquely designed to do business. I'm a psychic. So I tune into them energetically and look at how their energy is designed to do business. And we create their business blueprint based on that. And then the third piece that I incorporate is faith. What is the role of God or spirit or whatever in your business? And how can you utilize faith to catapult your business forward?
Why do I love that everybody connected to me is like some sort of Claire, some sort of spiritual. So, I'm like, this is hilarious. Okay, I didn't know that. But all right, let's go. So you said that you want to do something that's a year that's private, that's basically pushing a 6-figure earner to 7 figures. Is that correct?
That's correct.
How many people are you going to take into this private thing?
I'd like to do 5 this year.
Okay. And tell me what that looks like. Like, what would the program look like in your mind so we can start getting it down?
Yeah, you know, that's interesting because I tend to be curriculum heavy in my program, and I'm not sure whether or not to include curriculum in this program. That's the piece that's got me tripped up a bit.
But even without the curriculum, what still – and let me be clear. I don't think 6-figure earners need a curriculum. My personal opinion. I tend to think, and this is for you and anybody else on the line who works with people who want to scale from 6-figure to 7-figure, I feel like curriculums are for 6-week, 8-week, 10-week, 12-week programs. I feel like past that, there is boring to do a curriculum. And I feel like after a certain point in your business, no two are the same. So it's real hard to do a curriculum, whereas more so you're coaching on whatever the next step is, which is going to look different from all five of your people, right? Am I correct
right.
with that?
Exactly.
Okay. I think that the curriculum, if you were to ask me my opinion about the curriculum, I would definitely say probably not. What I'm more so asking is, we know they're going to leave with seven figures, but what is the experience you want them to have? So I'll give you a really great example and to kind of help move you forward. So I have
okay.
one that is a $100,000 program. It's for 1 year, and it's for one person. I ended up taking two people in it, but it's made to be, I only take one client a year in that particular program. And what I knew for sure is that I wanted to move that person to seven figures, and I wanted to give that person access to everything that I had. And what I mean, like, not just my programs, products, and services, because I think that's a given that they would have access to, like, the digital stuff because that's a higher program, but I mean access to my attorney, access to who my publicist is if they wanted to hire the firm. Like, things that you just don't put out a list of my resources, you know what I'm saying? My systems, my mm-hmm. structures, my everything, so that they could position their business like that. So though I knew there wasn't a curriculum, I knew this person would basically be my apprentice. It's just a paid apprenticeship where they're paying me instead of me paying them. So they would basically be my apprentice, and I would be using my business as the framework for them to build their business, and me basically holding their hand the whole way, making the introductions that they needed to move to the next level, et cetera, access to assistants and team members and things like that. So that's what I was thinking without a curriculum. So when you're thinking of these women, these five women, how would that work?
What I'm thinking is that we would start with either a 1 or 2 day VIP experience where we would get together in person and map out their strategy for the next year. And
okay.
that really I would become like their business partner over the next year, helping them to scale their business.
Okay. So, this is very interesting. Hold on. I'm going to grab a pen and paper. Because I want to write if we're talking. Hold on. So, you said a 2 or 3 day, like a private intensive?
Yes.
Okay. And how often will you talk to them?
I also find myself struggling around that because I'm in that position now, and I don't know that having regular coaching sessions works for me. Right now, I call my coach when I need her, and I don't
mm-hmm.
call her when I don't need her.
Mm-hmm. So what about just unlimited? Well, and see, this is really hard because this is going to be my question to you is how deep do you go in interviewing these people? I'm going to tell you the mistake I made here is one of the people I did for my $100,000. Okay, this is a private call, even though it's recorded. But when I say worked my last damn nerve, I mean worked my last damn nerve because I probably did not. I knew her and I liked her, so I didn't really, question her enough. Whereas a $100,000 program, this type of program is not for someone who needs hand-holding. For me, I'm feeling into what you're saying, I'm feeling yours is going to be the same, that this type of program is not a hand-holding program, but if you need my hand, you can grab it. Do you get what I'm saying? And so
it's exactly what it is.
Okay. So I signed two people halfway through. I let that one go because I couldn't deal with someone needing that much hand-holding. But usually people who are at that six-figure mark and looking to scale, you can say unlimited calls to them, and they'll still call you like once a month and say, can we hop on the phone? So what if you did this? What if you, because after that it made unlimited feel really uncomfortable to me. What if you said, 2 to 4 available calls a month as needed? How do you feel about that?
Good. Yeah, I feel good about that.
But be sure to put the as needed on there. And it's not a bank. Like, I think it needs to be really clear that it's not a bank. If you had 2 to 4 this month and you didn't use them, it doesn't mean next month you have 6 calls. You know what I'm saying? So, as needed. Are you offering them, and if it's a year, I'm going to, let's go for a year program, by the way. I feel like this person would need to be connected with you for a year. Are you offering them quarterly intensives with you virtually?
Oh, that's a great idea. That's what I'm here for. Like a 3 to 5 hour phone call where we just go a deep dive on an aspect of their business.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So what I actually think works better, hold on, if I can't choose, I'm going to walk. What I actually think works better for this group of women is, you know, the 2 to 4 calls as needed, they'll probably use one. You know, my clients would rather inbox me on Facebook, and we talk via Facebook messages. I mean, we do have calls, but, like, in between, I'm not real strict on you can't message me. A lot of people are more strict on boundaries, but because of the level of entrepreneur I work with, they don't want to talk to me all day either. Like, we kind of feel the same way. Like, you don't want to talk to me all day. So they tend to inbox me. But what I do find that if you do, like, you have the first 2 to 3 day in-person intensive, which is probably to plan out the 12 months, and then the calls that's available, and then the quarterly intensive, which basically is talking about the next quarter. What are you moving forward? What didn't work the last quarter, and how are you rectifying it the next quarter? I think you can use the quarterly intensive for that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Good. Yeah, totally.
So, and then you can bring in a lot of that spiritual piece, the universal law piece, because, you know, what you focus on expands. And so now we know what worked, and now we know what didn't work, and how can we shift it moving forward for the next quarter. What else did you want to offer them? So we have the 2 to 3 day in-person intensive. We have the 2 to 4 available calls available if needed. You have quarterly virtual intensive. Are you going to get, is this going to be high ticket, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm thinking okay. $60,000 for the year.
Okay. Do they have access to your other things, such as the digital program that you're going to do? Do they have access to the digital offerings that you're going to offer during the year?
Yes, I'd be happy to offer them that. I'd also be happy to offer them a VIP intensive with my business manager, if online business manager, if they need help thinking about the back end of their business. If they, I assume they would already have that kind of person, but if they don't.
And they might not need it, and their person might not be as experienced as your person. So what if, instead of offering it, what if it's just a part of what their thing is? It's just a part of the program that they get, you know, a virtual experience with this person to make sure their systems and structures are up to date.
Good.
Okay. So instead of being optional, it just is. Okay. Business manager. Okay. What else are we thinking?
Whew. I'm not
that
sure.
That feels good to me. That
yeah,
feels
it feels
good
like
to
enough.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah, because this is what I want you to understand, and other people on the line to understand, and anybody in listening to the recording to understand, is that people don't assume that if they pay more, they get more of a thing. They just want more of a value. So then my question to you is, outside of walking away with a 7-figure business, what else are they getting?
They are getting a... All right, so this is my experience of working with women who are at 6 figures or even, like, up to $250,000 in annual sales. They still do not have peace of mind. They
mm-hmm.
still do not
mm-hmm.
feel stable in their business. They still don't mm-hmm. trust themselves in their business. They still don't know how to really solidify their intuition. They still don't really understand how they are designed to be the leader of their business. So I would say by the end of this coaching program, they know how to be the fucking leader of their own business.
Okay. So they are walking away as a powerful leader in their business, creating seven figures plus. They're going to have the confidence to know for sure that money's coming through on a regular basis. They know for sure that clients are overflowing. They just have that confidence that they are a seven-figure business owner. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So what else did you need help with putting together?
Okay, so here's the thing, and I hate that I have to fucking say this on a recording, but I'm going to. I'm not at seven figures yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at probably 400,000 this year.
Okay.
So I feel like I am rock solid with mindset. I am rock solid with universal law. I am rock solid with understanding how someone is uniquely designed to run their own business, but I haven't done seven figures before. Can I, in integrity, offer this coaching program?
I honestly don't think you can, and people are very – people don't like when I say that. I think that you can say a half a million if you're ready to scale your business from 100K to 500K. Because I really, this is in all, and this is for you and anybody else who's listening. This is the truth. If you can do 100K, you can do 500K. If you can do 500K, you can easily do a million. It's just really about scaling and that mindset piece, this we know. But I do feel like it's a little outside of integrity to, because how can you and how can people trust that you can do it? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now,
totally.
There are a lot of people who do it. I don't agree with it. There are a lot of people who do it. So a lot of people who say they can help people get to a million and they've never done a million. Again, for me, it feels a little bit outside of integrity because I don't even – the people who sell that, I don't even know anybody they've helped get to a million. Like, they sell it, but who's done it? And so I think that if we work from where we are, it'll be even better. So I guarantee you it's some people who are at 100K and 200K who would love to get to half a million. Because it's not like it's a I don't think half a million is anything to sneeze at. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's anything to sneeze at all. Also, I feel like sometimes where the pressure comes in at, I think there's a lot of pressure right now for everybody. Like, do you remember there was a point, and it feels like it wasn't that long ago. It feels like about 2 years ago, there was a point where everybody was like, let me help you get to six figures, six figures, six figures. And it's like now all of a sudden, six figures feel small. So people feel like they have to say, I'm going to help you get to seven figures. It's a group of people who, even if you were to say it, they don't even believe they can do it, so they wouldn't buy it anyway. Do you get what I'm saying? Because for them, it's not a natural thing. And so I feel like you're cutting out a group of people who would love to get to 500,000. Just say half a million. I feel like half a million have a ring to it than 500,000, but you get what I'm saying. So there's a subset of people who would love to do that. But for some reason, I feel like you're not that lit up about it.
About getting people to half a million?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do this thing where if I can't see it, like if it's not tangible to me, it's harder for me to put my energy into it. So that's the primary reason I was on this call today. I needed some assistance being able to see what it would look like. And that's what you're helping with me with so that energetically I can get into it.
Yeah, but I just kind of feel, that you're not that excited about helping people get to a half a million. So what is the difference to you between helping them get to a half a million and helping them get to a million?
It's interesting for me. It's not about the money.
Okay.
It's not about the money. It's about transforming consciousness on this planet. I want to work with people who want to have a bigger impact in the world. I don't necessarily just want to help them get to a half million or a million or whatever. I want to help them have a bigger impact. And I believe the way that they're going to do that is by making a shit ton of money and putting their money where their hearts are.
So why don't we have that conversation and say that? So without even saying the half a million, without saying the seven figures, or even say both,
why don't you kind of switch the marketing of this and start talking to those entrepreneurs who are already doing six figures? You're already making an impact, but you know you're meant to make a bigger impact. You know you're meant to leave this big, huge imprint on the planet. And right now at 100K, you know you're playing small, and you know it's time for you to scale up. And now you can say, you know it's time for you to scale up to a half a million, a million and beyond. That way you're not like, oh, I know, but it's not even about the money, really. It's about the impact, which then leads to the money. How does that feel to you to have that? It's just a different way or view on the conversation as opposed to saying, let me help you get to a million, which actually the idea to me, the conversation around leaving a bigger imprint actually feels more important and feels better and feels something that I want to step into than just looking at seven figures, because it's just a number, right? It really is.
Yeah.
It's not even a thing. So how do you feel about changing the language and changing that conversation?
Much better.
Okay. So I think that you can keep that in your head. You can stay within integrity. Like, I feel like that's really within integrity. You can stay within integrity, and you can have that conversation and let them know you're leaving a bigger imprint. You're reaching more people. You're changing. You're actually changing people's lives. People are getting a tangible difference in their life, and then you're scaling, you know, half a million and beyond. That seems like a better conversation. Again, it's inside of integrity, and I think you'll get a better result because you'll feel better about that.
Beautiful. Awesome.
Does that lock that up for you, secure that a little bit better
for
you? Okay.
Yeah, perfect. That feels much better, Stephanie. Thank you.
Perfect. You said you had another question.
Yeah, I have two super quick questions, if you're willing.
Okay, sure. Yeah, no, but by the way, anybody else, if you have a question, put your hand up. If not, I'm just going to spend this time with Emma. So start to.
I love it.
And for you who, I see Shayla, Jessica, you came back in from Legacy. I would love to know what your product is you're going to release within the next 7 days. Your homework from our last session. Okay, go, Emma, quick question.
So, Stephanie, how are your sales via your email list versus your social media, you personally?
Okay. So, okay, I'm going to give you both ways. You know, I deleted my list back in January, and I'm rebuilding my list. I completely wiped my list off. But even before then, my sales were a whole lot better via social media than my email list. Like, a whole lot better. My email list, like, I feel like my email list would bring people over to my social media. They would, you know, give people an idea of when I was going live to have a conversation. But really, I found my email list to be, to make more sense for me when I was selling a digital product, not when I was actually signing people up for coaching. And so even when I promoted this 100K program, I promoted it. I did send it to my list, but before my list even got the email, the two applications I approved came in within 2 days, and they were people who were actually on social media and not on my list at all. Yeah, and so that was 400K program, and so a lot of people will tell you, like, oh, list. Like, that's why when people were going crazy that I deleted my list, I'm like, it ain't made no difference, really. Like, it just didn't do anything, right? It was just time for a shake up and time to do something different. So for me personally, social media does much better, which is why I spent a lot more time there than actually emailing consistently, because it just doesn't do as much for me. I think that, of course, when you set up your funnel emails, that's something different. So, but it's still percentage-wise, it's just not that momentum that I have directly from social media.
Okay.
That's
cool.
My truth.
Okay. Awesome. Next and final question. So I have two programs, a 30-day group coaching program and a 3-month group coaching program and a 6-month group coaching program that I'm actively involved in. All of the content is automated online, but I'm posting in the Facebook group. I'm doing monthly group coaching calls with these people, and I'm doing both of the programs as rolling admission because my list or my reach I believe isn't large enough in order to enroll the number of people that I really want to have in the program all at the same time. Any comments or thoughts around that?
Nope. I love rolling enrollment. It's the best thing ever. I love rolling enrollment. Like, it's, I have several programs that I ran that way. That is personally my preference. I will be launching some things. There's certain things that I launch, like some of my digital stuff, like Freedom-Based Business Academy that I only bring back every couple of years. I launched that. But truthfully, I personally don't even like the hustle and bustle feeling around launching. And so I like to keep open enrollment and allow people to come into certain programs just whenever during the year. Now, I don't make it public that is rolling enrollment. Because sometimes when you do that, people are like, oh, I'll jump in there next time. Like, publicly, there is no damn next time. But behind the scenes, there is.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Any other questions?
No, that was so helpful. Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome. Okay, let me mute you back. All right. Let's see. Why is it not muting? Okay, there we go. So I muted you back, hand down. Jen, you're next. You are unmuted, Jen. Can you hear me? Jen, this may be why your hand wasn't showing, because try to call in on the phone. I see you're on a web call. Maybe that's what the problem is. Or maybe you need to turn your microphone on because you're unmuted, but I can't actually hear anything. So I'm going to mute you back, Jen. Try calling in on a phone, whatever phone is. Try calling in on a phone and I'll unmute you. I'll see it when it pops up, because any new number I can see when it pops up. All right, Miss Shayla, you're unmuted. Hey! Hello? Okay, is it me? Can you guys hear me? Shayla Boyd Gill, your line is unmuted. Is it muted from your end? The hell is going on? Okay, you can hear me, Jessica. So, Shayla is unmuted. Let me try refreshing. I'm like, this is crazy. What is happening?
Hello, hello.
Girl, was your line muted?
Okay.
I got it. I'm like, hello.
It's been a technology crazy day, but I'm moving forward. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we'll blame it on Mercury retrograde.
I saw your post about Mercury retrograde, and I'm the same way. I never blame it, but it's testing me today, so it's all good.
I'm like, something's happening. Okay, yes. So were you here before the last break? Because I was. Okay, perfect. Yeah. So what are we releasing in the next 7 days?
So in the next 7 days, I'm releasing my digital product of my Reinvent Profits workshop. That was my live virtual workshop training that I did last week. So I am packaging it up and sending it out to the world.
Perfect. Yay. And since you guys will be coming to London, I don't know if you're coming early or not, but I definitely want to say you are.
Yes.
Yay. Because I'm like, my thing is, if you're going to get on a plane, you're traveling somewhere, you got to make some extra money in the process without having to show up live. So great. I'm excited about putting that out. Yay! Did you have any questions or comments about anything that we covered in the last 4 hours?
No, this was such, you know, I'm always like, oh, yeah, so include me on the apparel piece, because that's a yes. I was like, I'm going to go, we didn't get that. I went in on that one. Hold on.
Okay. I'll definitely include you in. Perfect. Yay. Jessica inboxed me her next product.
Good. I really do love and appreciate the way that you taught the pyramid, because if we really think of the way that most people have taught this in the past is completely opposite. You always saw the premium at the top, at the smallest part of the pyramid, which energetically shows why it's so wrong for people. And all of the focus was on the bottom with, like, the baby, you know, the baby products, as I call it. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is why energetically this shit is wrong for everybody. So,
yeah.
I'm glad I saw it. Thank you.
Yay. You are so welcome. I'm going to mute you back. But, guys, that is so true, though. Like, everybody wants to put the baby products, like, it's a pyramid for a reason. It's a foundation. How do you put the little cheapy thing as the foundation? That is a house of cards. And if you watch House of Cards on Netflix, that shit is just falling apart. So it's a house of cards, right? Really random, though. Wait, really random. And those who's listening to the recording, you're going to be like, this girl is super, super random. That's okay. Because, you know, House of Cards is probably on this last season because the guy who's over it had the sexual allegations, and so they're getting rid of him. And I'm like, how ironic that the name of it is House of Cards, that it's like falling down, but it's for the show. And then in real life, the House of Cards is crumbling. Isn't that crazy? Like, I'm telling you, thoughts are things, words are things, all this shit comes to pass, like, for real, for real. Okay. Jen, I see you, Jen. Your hand isn't up, but I'm going to grab you real quick because I remembered that you were going to call back in. All right, let me get Shayla's hand down. Where are you at, Jen? That's in Chicago, Illinois. Is it the system is running slow? Hold on. Unmute. Or why isn't this unmuting? Let me refresh you. Chicago, Illinois. I'm going to click here to unmute. There we go. Jane, you're unmuted.
You can hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Yay. Okay.
Yay.
All right. So you asked for a lot of fucking shit, and I actually got some spiritual guidance today that I should not be a book coach. And I feel like you and I kind of worked through that in the intensive, but it took me a little bit longer to, you know, really bite that bullet.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that has been actually coming up for me has not been like the bliss coaching that I feel like we talked about, but spiritual coaching. And that's the thing that scares the shit out of me more than anything else. So clearly that's what it is.
Right. Which I do actually feel like it's a little bit of bliss, too, because I feel like if you really tap into, like, on a spiritual level, you'll discover this feeling of bliss on a deep level that you'll never get any other way. So I kind of feel like it is still spiritual.
Mm-hmm. I think it may be. Yeah, I think you're right. I was kind of coming to that today, that it might be that's the way you market it. That's the way you sell it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm still chewing on all of this because this literally came in this morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this is timely. Everything happens exactly the way it should. So I guess I spitballed three different group workshop type things that I could release and just spitball the name. And so one of them was releasing the guilt in three easy steps. I have no fucking idea what the steps will be, but I can figure that out. excuse me. From coward to courageous, which I kind of the name of that. Yeah,
oh,
do you like that?
Very polarizing. Well, I like anything polarizing. Oh, that's going to be very polarizing.
I didn't even think about it that way. That's funny.
Yeah, it is. To think, like, it's going to take a strong person to be like, I'm the coward that needs to be courageous. Oh, that's going to take that. That is definitely. It's polarizing. You go get some people and you go push some people away, they're going to be like, this bitch. Yeah.
I have been pushing a lot of people away lately over the last year anyway, just with my own life decisions. So, and I've been bringing in a whole shit ton more. So it's very interesting. And then the other one was kind of blasé. It was like creating the life of your dream, which is like, what the fuck does that mean? I have no idea. But
yeah.
Again, I was spitballing.
Yeah, I'm so, like, you're
What?
You'll work on it because, yeah, I'm like, that one's not going to work. Living the life of your dreams, it really is so cliche. Like, what the hell does that mean? But I get it. You were just trying to come up with three for the assignment.
I was doing my homework, which normally I don't do. So,
well, yay for you. Okay. So what I do I feel like your life this last year, like, I feel like your 2017 was like my 2017, like, shit was just, you had to crash shit down to build it up. Like, what other people thought you should be doing, you just had to say fuck it and do what the hell you wanted to do. I feel like your 2017 was kind of like that. And I feel like all you did and went through, and you can say if you want to, I won't tell your business, but I feel like if you want to use it, it's going to help with the spiritual coaching, the bliss coaching, because what you are talking about specifically from coward to courageous, I feel like you're talking about where you were. As much as people probably don't like the word coward, I feel like a lot of times we're living that lie because we are cowarding down, you know? So I feel like that would be great because you're a real life example of someone who knew they were unhappy, even though it looked happy and you felt like it was no reason to not be fully happy. And you still did what you needed to do. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, so I don't mind putting my business out there. I left my husband. We looked picture perfect. He's an amazing person. There was no whatever, but yeah, I said fuck this, and I burned my whole life down last year, and it pissed a lot of people off. I mean, we were like the epitome of the perfect couple to so many people. They just I got all the backlash because it was my decision. Oh, what the fuck ever.
And then you look extra crazy because you leave your husband, then like, oh, let me go to India.
I know. Let me go to India and do a 10-day silent meditation retreat. Just in case you didn't think I was crazy before, let's make sure you know I'm crazy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. From the outside, it's pretty hilarious. Just knowing all that, it's like, oh, that people think she's crazy as hell now. But I think that's the first step, right? But, you know,
it is.
And it's like it took a point for you to be courageous and say, but I really, this isn't for me. Like, as good as it looks, as much as he's a great husband and he gives me what I want and need, this is just not the path for me at this point in my life. And that takes courage. And just think of how many women are in marriages or are in relationships or careers or whatever where they feel the exact same way and don't have the strength to say, peace out, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting now that we're talking about this. I came up with a book title that was like divinely given to me, but I would love your insight as well. But because now I'm like, fuck it, from coward to courageous. Like maybe that's the fucking book title too.
Yeah, it could be.
Mm-hmm. Right? Why not? And I'm not super fond of this, but it was what was given to me, and the guy was like super, super adamant about it. And it was like, not all the bruises show. So then I kind of came up with a subtitle as we were doing our homework. And it was a journey from illness, tragedy, and depression to wholeness, happiness, and unconditional love.
Do you like it?
I like the subtitle more than I like the not all the bruises show.
So if you don't like not all the bruises show, I don't give a damn who gave it to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, if it wasn't given to you, I think it's real easy to be like, well, you know, this was given to me, it was downloaded, but it wasn't your download. I think sometimes people you know, I feel like, especially when we're talking about things that's given to us from people like meditating or psychically or whatever, you have to know that a lot of what you're getting is based upon their energy too. Which is why you can talk to two people who really are psychics or really are from this place. And the information is similar but off or different or from a different perspective because people can, like, they're vibrate. They have their energy. You know what I'm saying?
So, well, and everyone interprets things differently, right?
Yes. So I think that if you don't love it, if it wasn't given to you and you're like, oh my God, I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can write it down, put it in, like, I have like my quote unquote guide box where I just put ideas and things that I come back to. Put it in there. And maybe one day you'll come back and love it. But when you said it, I was like, eh. And let me
yeah,
just for a second.
I kind of was too.
Like, I was lit up about it. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing here is I want to thank you for saying, fuck it, just open up a shirt store. Because mm-hmm. I have designed, I get all of these, like, little, like, hits of, like, oh, my God, that'd be an amazing shirt. That'd be a great saying for a shirt. That'd be a great, I'd wear that shirt. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I've designed even some. And one of my friends was like, yeah, but it's a different thing. You know, she kind of talked me out of it. Because she was like, it's a different thing to, like, be advertising shirts and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, just fucking, you know, be active on Facebook, be active on Instagram, gain followers and wear the shirt and, you know, advertise the shirt. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't need to be that big deal.
It's not. Wear the damn shirt. Take a picture in the shirt. Be like, oh, yeah, guys, you can order this shirt here, and just go on. It's not a big deal
yeah.
at all. It's just living, you know? We advertise other people's stuff all the time unconsciously. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. So my question for you was mainly around that particular that stuff, which was, where do you sell your shirts? Do you have them, like, on your website? Are they housed on your website in any way, like with a link back to Spreadshirt? And I guess that's the first question. I had a couple, like, short questions around that.
So it is on my website, even though I don't think anybody finds it from my website. They might, but it is on my website. It's more so on my website for trademark purposes, because when you're trademarking, the lawyers want to see stuff. So it is on my website, but more so I just sell through social media. So people are like, that shirt's cool. I'm like, hey, thank you. You can go grab it here. Really, that's how I do it. When we run a special, because Spreadshirt, they, at any given time, it's 10% off, 15% off, and they eat up the cost of a discount. You don't. So your whatever you make on a shirt, period. Even when there's a 15% off discount on stuff, then sometimes I'll run an ad. And one thing that I am moving into when I get back from the UK, I'm actually going to get some people and actually do a full photo shoot, and I'm going to start promoting the t-shirts more, just so it could be a bigger, even bigger chunk. So, but social media is my main thing for almost everything. I think it's good to have a site, though. But in real life, I don't think people hang out on people's website. I know we get, like, ooh, about websites.
Yeah.
I don't have anybody's website I hang out on. I'm a social media girl, and I think most people do. So I think that if you're going to use anywhere, like, and you're going to take the shirt seriously and let that be, like, a real business, like, a real business thing, like, for me, it's extra. But if it's going to be a huge chunk, I would say have a separate Instagram page for it and everything.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And run it like a store or any other brand, you know?
I like that. Yeah, I like that a lot. And do you then put your logo on them and your website
not,
and whatnot?
No. On my shirts? No. Mm-mm. I used
you don't.
To. Mm-mm. I used to. No. I used to, but I knew that eventually I would take the shirt part, like the apparel, a little more seriously. And I actually don't want it to lead back to Stephanie Sinclair, which I'm glad I did because, you know, I've had the store for like 6 years now. So now I would like it to be under the House of Icons, which is the name of my new thing. So now they will have House of Icons somewhere on it, probably the sleeve. But that's why I didn't do it, because I knew at the time that eventually I would rebrand and rebrand in a different way. And so if you have these shirts running around with one thing and then they're going to turn around and have a different name on them, it defeats the purpose. So I didn't for that reason. Yeah.
So, like, I was thinking about doing it under my company rather than under my personal. So it would be Divine Feminine Leaders. So you're going to put your logo on there, but not the website?
No, I'm not going to put the website because I'm not using the shirts to promote. Because then it starts to look
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Now that as soon as I said it, I was like,
Yeah, I want it to be an apparel brand to itself.
Okay.
So, like, if you think of any other brand, you would never, even if you see a brand and they have their logo on the thing, you don't tend to see a website on it. Like, it then becomes a promotional shirt, which then I think you should give away as opposed to a fashion shirt. So I'm more so thinking fashion apparel. Now, if you want to use yours as promotional, that's a different thing, and I think then you probably do want to do a create a cheaper shirt. But if this is like an apparel store that you want to take seriously, I don't think you should use your shirt to promote more shirts.
Okay. Okay. I think people will ask, like, oh, my God, that shirt's cool. Where did you get that from? And people will say, oh, I got that from suchandsuch.com.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. I'm excited.
That makes it clear.
I need to figure out what the fuck I'm going to do with this coaching stuff, but.
Well, I mean, being that you just got a whole other download this morning.
I know.
Like,
I know.
So, yeah, you got to sit with it for a minute. Totally get it.
Yep. Yep.
Totally get it.
Well, thank you. This has been, this has been really, really, really great. I'm really excited, and I really appreciate it. This has been so helpful and valuable.
Yay, you're so welcome. I'm going to mute you back. All right, let's see. I'm going to try to mute you back. I'm going to try. Are you going to mute it back? Let me refresh. I don't know what's going on. I keep having to refresh every single time. There we go. We did mute you back. Perfect. And Jessica, you're unmuted.
Hi.
Hi. Because I talked about you. I was like, Jessica didn't want
to
talk.
You did. I love you. No, I just wasn't sure if I was going to have time to, because it sounded like maybe we were going to have a lot of people raising their hand. I didn't want to hog the time. But I just have to tell you that I love your pyramid explanation, because it is actually how I've been building all of my businesses, my empire. But it also perfectly suits my undiagnosed ADHD. I love it. I love having so many things going on. You're telling me I can do that. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah. You totally can. It's just like you have to be mindful of, my whole thing is whatever your foundation piece is, let that start bringing you in money, and then you just start doing your other stuff. It's so cool, and it works, because we get bored. We get bored really easily.
Yeah.
Since we clearly diagnosed ourselves. But we just get bored. So easily, just at one thing, and I think it's okay to admit that, and other people who don't have that issue will tell you, like, oh, well, you should just blah, blah, blah. I'm like, look, you do need to have a certain level of focus in order to start making the money, but once you have an audience and you're making money here and that's secure, start branching out. You have to have more things, or either you just created a business. This isn't an empire. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So what are you going to do in 7 days?
So in 7 days, it's perfect timing, because I've already been working on all of these things. So I've got my Red Hoat Business Workshop, which is it's a live thing that I'm actually doing in London and New York coming up soon. But I'm also we're gonna do a live one on Facebook, and so we'll record that one and turn that into.
Okay.
A product that'll be a free product that'll lead into the Red Hoat Business Mastery Program, which is our paid 12-week intensive for women business owners. And then the other one is the Liberated Lawyer webinar, which I just created, which is free.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, people as they're listening will begin to really understand my ADHD here. And this one leads into my paid 8-week coaching program for lawyers on how to create a successful virtual, a multi-six-figure successful virtual and flat fee law firm.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one that I actually just did a couple of months ago, but I'm going to reboot it, is how to have – well, I've got two, actually. I've got – one, which is mindset related, it's how to have a life you love without quitting your day job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a mindset program. And that leads into I have a 6-week paid mindset program, Brave Wings, which is already set up. So I need to be promoting that more. And then the other one we just did for Hope Printers recently, and that is I'm pulling my notes back up. It's negotiate like a boss, how to get anything you want without being a jerk. And it teaches women how to actually negotiate with anyone and get anything they want or need on their own terms. So it's because women don't know how to negotiate. Like, it's not something we're taught how to do. So, and we don't like being the asshole, right? We don't like being a bitch. And so we don't push for the things that we want and the things that we really care about. So
except for
that is a, what's that?
I said, except for me. I'm like, I'll be.
Except for you and me.
Yeah. I'll be that if I have to be. I don't
right.
know if you want to be, but there we go. I'll be that.
Exactly. Yeah. So that one, that's a free, that's a free program that would, that also would lead into the Red Hope Business Mastery Program. That's another free thing. So, yeah. So they're all created. I haven't recorded the Red Hope Business Mastery Workshop yet, but the other ones are all created.
And you know what? I figure a lot of people, especially if you've been doing any work for any amount of time, I bet you it's a bunch of things that you do have created that you could just put a price on and people want
exactly.
it.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. So, and it's just, I love the idea of doing one a month and then selling them. So that is such an easy revenue model.
It is. It's super easy. And a lot of people don't think about it. People make it so much harder than it has to be. And I'm like, look, you know, one thing that I think that I'm masterful at what I'm masterful at and the things I'm not. But one thing I'm masterful at is simplifying fucking business. And I'm like, this shit does not have to be hard. It could be easy breezy. I don't want to do hard. I have no interest in hard at all. Like zero interest. So I think that the easiest way is like this model and not be like stressed out about getting this shit out. Like I feel like one a month, one day training a month is easy breezy. And I'm always like, look, this is the truth. If only 5 people sign up for it, good for them. You're going to record it anyway. Like you're literally using it as a record. Like do it once a month, make you a little extra money. Because remember, your foundation is your coaching piece. So. Yeah, super exciting. And really, your foundation is, I feel like your foundation is the law practice.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your foundation is a little
making
bit
this other stuff possible.
Exactly. So your foundation, law practice. And then on top of that, the coaching. Then on top of that, the group and digital piece. And then it goes from there. So you just got an extra, extra layer, which I think works.
Yeah.
Yay!
Exactly.
Okay, any other questions
Yay.
Or comments?
No, you're just awesome. Thank you.
Yay! All right, thank you for coming. Let me meet you back. All right, any other questions, guys? I want to make sure I didn't miss anybody. I know I missed a couple of hands earlier, and you guys had to inbox me. So if I haven't gotten you, it's because I don't see your hand. So that means inbox me and let me know. I'll give it a couple of seconds. I'm assuming that's everybody. I'll give it a couple of seconds. Guys, I really, really hope you don't just hear this and be like, oh, that was nice, and don't do anything with it. Listen, it's very important that you actually put the 30-day, like, have that thing out. Put it out there right now because nobody else will. And so this empire only gets built because you do the work. Don't be scared. Just jump out there and do it. Again, like I just told Jessica, even if only 5 people signed up, even if only 1 person signed up, somebody signed up, you're recording it live, you're reselling it. Same thing with the book. Make sure you have your book for the year. Make sure you at least have 1 book you're going to release this year so that you can get that piece together. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Y'all didn't sound as excited, except for Jen. She inboxed me. Y'all didn't sound as excited as I was about that whole, you get $25 per person who signs up for Audible and get your book free. So they pay nothing. Like, really? Really? Their first book is free. They lose nothing. They pay nothing. They lose nothing. And you get $25. It's a win-win situation. So I really hope you guys take that seriously and get that in place. Like, I began to think, like, shit, can I just do audio? This is me being real transparent with you, okay? I was like, shit, can I just do audio books? And do I really have to write them? And I was like, okay, Stephanie, you're doing too much. Write the damn book. Do the audio book. So anyway, so I'm going to assume we don't have any other questions. I don't see any others coming through. I waited a second. All right, so this is what's going to happen. The extras, just give me time to get them done, and I will do them for you ASAP. I'll get the payroll training out. It'll be up on the recordings page. Actually, the recording page may be a minute before we get it up, so I'll individually send it to you along with the training, and then when we get the recording page up for when we sell this as a solo course, you'll have access to that as well, so that if we ever do any updates or anything like that, you'll have forever updates to it. Thank you so much for coming. Again, I'm assuming there's no more questions. What do they say? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Like you married, speak now, forever hold your peace. Don't inbox me no questions. Do not inbox me questions. All right, going once, going twice. Thank you guys so much. I hope you enjoyed it, and let's go out and build a huge empire. Bye. The moderator has